طيب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا الأولين والآخرين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. الحمد لله الذي صرف قلوبنا إلى حقيقة معرفته ثم اهتدى نحو سبيل الحق ورفعنا بدينه سبحانه وتعالى ونصبنا بالخير كله، ثم جعل أعداءنا محفوظين برحمته سبحانه وتعالى. فبذلك نعرب عما في قلوبنا أن نشكره سبحانه وتعالى بهذه النعم. ومن أحسنها سيدنا وجلاء قلوبنا وأنوار عيوننا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Okay, alhamdulillah. So we stopped at the jawazim, and we mentioned that the purpose of the jawazim is to make mudari' madi. Or we can say naf al madi. Naf wujud al amal fi al madi. Fa a'taqad wallahi huwa akala, la wallahi lam yakun. So like the job of madi is, or jawazim, is to negate the potential of anything happening in the past.
The opposite is true as well, right? That there's, you could take a madi and put it in the future based on the jawazim that's in front.
For example,
we had it.
In tashkurullah,
nashkur
yizidkum khayran. But this is like a condition, right?
No.
Right. Like a conditional sentence for the future. Excellent, mashallah. Fatallahu lak. So he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, fil jawazim, those things that make mudari' jazm are 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that like they're divided into two. Those that make only one verb jazm, and those that make two verbs. So he says wahiya lam, and we said like lam is the foundation of the whole thing. Lam to the jawazim is like ism to the kalimat, like lan is to the nawasib. Okay, lam walamma wa alam wa alamma wa lamul amri wa du'a wa la fi nahi والدعاء وإن وما ومهما وإذ وإذما وأي ومتى وأين وأيانا. Okay. وأن وحيثما وكيفما وكيفما وإذا في شعري خاصة. Okay. So let's start again, because this like is really important chapter. So the number of particles that make the mudari' jawazim are 18.
No.
Remember, making mudari' in that case means that it will take one of two i'rab, hath
or sukun.
Khalas. Lam yasma', lam yarmi, lam yasma'u. All right? So for example, lam yasma' sakin, majzum bilam. Okay, لم يسمع مجزوم ب حذف النون. لم يرضى بذنبه. لم يرضى بذنبه. It's حرف حذف حرف إلا. Awesome, mashallah. Good job, man. And then that takes us to what we alluded to earlier. The divisions of the jawazim are two. ما يجزم فعلا واحدا وما يجزم فعلين. Okay, so for example, lam yasi. Lam yasi, it's like one verb. What's the sign of jazm? Hadf. Hadf, mashallah, fatah Allah lak ya Muhammad. Lam ya'si. Lam ya'si rabbah. Khalas. Fanaqul lam harf jazm. La mahala laha min i'rab. Ya'si fi'l mudari' majzum bi lam wa 'alamatu jazmihi hadfu harf illati wa fa'iluhu ضمير مستتر تقديره هو وربه مثلا مفعول به مضاف هو مضاف إليه خلاص إن يعصي الله يدخل نارا so here we see like the same verb but a different article of jazm that's in which is a conditional article like if this happens this happens إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني. So إن يعصي الله يدخل نارا. So here يعصي يدخل مجزومان بحاث وبه السكون. I chose this example on purpose when I was writing this to give you both. One that's حاث and one that's سكون.
It's also interesting, Sheikh. The second verb is passive. It's a different construction from the first verb.
No. مضارع مضارع.
يدخل.
Huh? يدخل مضارع. ماضي دخل. No, don't be sorry. Listen, man. You have to feel like this is a safe space.
Yes.
Right? So, like, don't worry. Like, I'm going to make mistakes, too. Like, we're not here to, like, stick out our chest. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I know more than you. Like, people like that, they end up hurting people more than they help people. Like, a true... Imam Shafi said, a true scholar has been humbled. Like, it doesn't mean it in a bad way. It's just, like, they're in a place where they could say, like, I don't know, man. Or, so feel, like, comfortable to try, you know? Like, yeah. Alhamdulillah. I'm happy, like, you're grinding your gears, you know? So, alhamdulillah, like, don't be shy. In ya'si laha yudkhil nara.
Why
no.
Is it
يدخل not يدخل? لا يدخل because أدخل أو يدخل أو يدخل نارا أو يدخل نارا good job so if someone corrected it should be يدخل نارا قد يكون يدخل أدخل يدخل but if it يدخل be يدخل so here actually you look at it I wrote it that way اسم الذي لم يسمى فاعله This is acceptable. But like a good question, man. يُدْخَلْ بِمَعْنَى someone put him in fire. يعني أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ فَإِنْ يَعْصِي اللَّهَ يُدْخَلْ نَارًا From أَدْخَلَ If you say يَدْخُلْ he put himself in the fire. But he can't put himself in the fire. هذا كله من الله. But the point here is first one يُجْزِمْ فِعْلًا وَاحِدًا The second one, يُجْزِمْ فِعْلَيْنِ خلاص The first kind of جَوَزَمْ are those that affect one verb. Sheikh, he mentions the first one, لَمْ, which means did not. Imam al-Hariri said, you know, in مُلْحَةِ الْعَرَبْ, the job of لَمْ, as we said earlier, نَفِي الْمَاضِي نَفِي الْوُجُودْ فِي الْمَاضِي يعني حَقِيقَةً So he said, the particle لَمْ That means did not. It's also called harf nafi wal jazm wal qalb. You don't have to say all that, right? It's just saying it to teach you, like to help you understand what's going on. The particle of negation, that and he calls it qalb, لأنه يقلب معنى المضارع إلى الماضي. Okay, so لم يؤمن بقولي. If I'm like, you know, أعتقد أنه كان يؤمن بقولي. يعني كان يؤمن بقولي والله. لا لم يؤمن بقولك. So it's like it used to be like negation. لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِقَوْلِي So the first one is مَجْزُوم with what? سُكُون. The second one is مَجْزُوم بِحَذْف نُون. أَفْعَالُ خَمْسَة. لَمْ يَدْعُ رَبَّهُ أعتقد يعني هذا الشخص كان يدعو الله. لا هذا فاسق ما كان لم يدعو ربه. For example, where's the sign of jazm? حذف حرف العلة. Wow. يعني دعا يدعو. MashaAllah. So we said, for example, the use of lam is in response of like فَأَلْتُ كَذَا أَوْ قَدْ كَنْ يَفْعَرُ كَذَا أَوْ فُلَان لَمْ يَفْعَرُ, to show like, nah, it didn't happen. The next is لَمَّا, carries the same meaning as لَن. But I told you before, زِيَادَةُ الْمَبَانِي تُفِيدْ زِيَادَةُ الْمَعَانِي, right? So the fact that it has like شَدَّة and أَلِف on it, it's like even more emphasis that it didn't happen. So if I said to you, for example, you know, mashallah, أَتَقِدْ هذا كان يدعو ربه. You said لم يدعو ربه. But if I said to you like أعتقد هذا ما يعني كان يدعو ربه لما يدعو ربه, so you can feel like it's a little bit more intense than the first. We have a very important principle, said if a word, if anything is added to it, usually it adds to the intensity of the meaning of the word. So the قراءة of حفص ولا تقربوهن حتى يطهرن شعبة حتى يطهرن, فيطهرن is stronger because you added something to the verb شدة. فزيادة المباني تفيد زيادة المعني. So حفص means before you and your wife can have a physical relationship, she should clean herself. قرات شعبة and عاصم, it means she should make غسل. So like when something's added to the word, it adds to its meaning. Alim, alama. Right? More intense. So, lamma yadhuq bilhalawa. Like, no way he tasted the sweet. Lamma yadhuq bilhalawa. Yadhuq. So the first one is madzum with what? Hath. And the second one, hathfin. Good, good, mashallah. Lamma yarda. Yarda or yarda?
Yeah.
Good. Bi natijatihi. Eh, natija imtihan. Lam yarda bi hadihi al natija. Nice. The next is alam. And alam carries the same meaning as the others, except there is a rhetorical play on words happening. It's called hamzatu taqrir. ألم أقول لك إنك لن تستطيع ما يا صبرة ألم أقول لك, right? شيخي كان يقول لي, when you read in Surah Al-Kahf and you get to the part where it says ألم أقول لك, you should read it like ألم أقول لك. That's how you know somebody, they don't understand balagha. If you say ألم أقول لك, like what? Like that's not how you would say that to somebody. Like if your mom said, did you clean your room? She's like, did you clean your room? No, she's like, you clean your room. So that's the feeling. أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِي وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُرِدْ قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا. So like أَلَمْ 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 تَرَى كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ, like you knew, you saw that. So this is a rhetorical question. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّنِي سُهَيْب, like you know I'm Suhaib. So this is a form of a rhetorical question, right? That's meant to create this sense of tawkid and negation. Yes.
I have a question about the about lamma, the one before. Does it mean sometimes عندما, like when?
Yeah, and it depends on the context. Okay. But now we're in جوازم.
Okay. Okay.
So, ألم ينظر إلى خلق الله جازم بسكون مجزوم بسكون. ينظر فعل ماضي مضارع مجزوم علامة تجزم السكون بألم. ألم ينظروا إلى خلق الله أفلم ينظروا إلى السماء فوقهم. صدقاف. So here it's like a negation met with تقرير, as if to say like, yeah, you know you did. So the answer is بلاء. ألم يتق الله, how do you know it's مجزوم with ألم أن يتقي, يتقي يا. Then ألم carries the same meaning as لما and لم. But when we study composition, like Muhammad asked, mashallah, in Balagha, there's like subtle usages for these things. like the rhetorical device to emphasize. Alamma uhsin ilayk, wasn't I good to you? Alamma yuhsinu ilayk, were they not good to you? Alamma yarmihi bikadhib, like you actually accused him of being a liar. So you're the same feeling. The next is the lam of command, lam al amr. And this is used, we say that amr min al a'la ila al adna. Al talab min al a'la ila al adna. In general, same thing in usul al fiqh, right? That amr is the request of something that has like privilege over me, that has power over me. Here, when we find fi'l mudari' and in the middle, like the second letter of it, is lam sakin, lam al amr. So, anait, anait. So, falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Falyaqul. Wajib, hada amr, he must remain silent. The next is called lam al du'a. So, that's min al adna ila al a'la. So, when we're reading the Quran, if we come across like lam al du'a, we should read it like lam al du'a. Right? لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ Surah Zukhruf, like لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا, ask your Lord to destroy us. Like, we request, we beg. That's the meaning of it. But you can see it's قَضَى يَقْضِي, but the kasra, the ya is gone because حَذْفُ إِلَّا, حَذْفْ حُرُفُ إِلَّا. And then I showed you some stuff. I forgot we covered this. My bad, man. We went over this before twice. That in composition, if you have wow or fa, right, or thumma, there's different ways to write the lam, right? So if it's by itself, kasra, liyaqdi alayna rabbuk. If there's a wow and the lam, wal yattawafun, sukun. If there's a fa, sukun, fal yanzur. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا And with ثُمَّ لِيَقْ ثُمَّ لِيَقْطَعْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ And actually if you look at ثُمَّ لَيَقْطَعْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ You see both ثُمَّ and فَ So ثُمَّ لَمْ أَمَرْ with كَسْرَ فَ لَمْ أَمَرْ with what? سُكُون القرآن أستاذ لمن لا أستاذ له والقاموس لمن لا قاموس له My teacher used to say that the Quran is a teacher for someone who doesn't have a teacher. If we just like pay attention. The next is called the lam of prohibition. Lam al-nahi. So la taqulu ra'ina. Yani hafun nun. La taquluna ra'ina. La taqulu ra'ina. Wal tanzurna wasma. Then lam du'a. Rabbana la tu'akhidna. Na la tu'akhidu. Rabbana la tu'akhid. So when I read lam al-du'a, I should read it with humility because it's from al-adna ila al-a'la. And then that takes us to those articles that are going to make jazm of two verbs, right? In tansurullah yansurkum. What's the difference between the first verb and the second verb in the jazm case? In tansuru Allah yansurkum. What happened? No. I'm saying if I look at the verbs, what's the sign of jazm that's different in each one of them? It's easy.
Hasf al-nun and then
sukun. In tansuru Allah, yeah, in tansuruna Allah yansurkum. Right? So you can see like af'alu khamsa. In like a just a regular verb. إن تقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعفه لكم. So إن تقرضوا نفس الشيء, right? حذف نون. دليل على أن هذا الفعل مجزوم. يضاعف سكون. Who is مفعول به? يضاعف هذا الأجر لا يضاعف الأجر ويضاعف الخير لكم يضاعف يضاعف يعني هذا الأجر يعني يعظم
الها ضمير الها المتصل
it's مفعول به. So what's your question, Habibi?
No, I thought you were asking.
Ah, لا لا. Good, good job, Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. لا يضاعف. And if you want to know how well you understand the Quran or anything, always try, always do tafsir of the Damir. إذا كنت أن تحب أن تعرف التدبير ففسر الدمير. Huh? كذا. So like that's gonna tell you. If you say like I thought you said يضاعف هو الله. I was like whoa whoa whoa. يضاعف الله لا لا سمع أعوذ بالله من ذلك يعني يضاعف الله أجر أو الخير لكم أو الثواب لكم والصدقات أو الإنفاق. Then we're gonna look at in. So in we said شرط وجواب الشرط. In تذاكر تنجح. Like if you try you succeed. إن تحب محمدا ينور الله ينور الله قلبك. We have to stop now because people came. Inshallah. This Thursday I'm not going to be here because I have to go to Tandon. So we'll meet inshallah next Tuesday. But we're going to start. Remind me where to start from.
Inshallah. Yeah, I started. The one that I asked about where the تحب
Yeah.
It's ماضي being formed into the future because of حرف الجزم. In.
No, but تحب is the verb, plural, is the مضارع. حبّ is the past.
Ah, okay.
حبّب يحب يحبّب.
Okay.
No, it's good, good. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. نكتفي بهذا إن شاء الله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد. So remind me, next time start on in.
Okay.
إن شاء الله. خلاص حبيبي.